Hello, my name is Dr. Zay, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. What is your favorite superhero moment? One of the great things about the superhero movie boom of the past decade, and even before that really, is the opportunity to see some of our favorite characters have truly great moments on screen. We can go all the way back to 89 and Keaton's I'm Batman, right, setting the bar for every other Batman actor to follow, or the first appearance of Wolverine, when he slices that shotgun and the pellets fall everywhere, and then that claw breaks the skin and extends so slowly. It's just a great moment. Hulk catching Iron Man, the snap, Captain America summoning Mjolnir, from huge moments like that to like the smaller character moments, like every time Michael Peña steals a scene as Luis in Ant-Man. I keep showing up for these movies, and I keep watching these similar heroic story arcs play out each time, but as long as there are great moments, I'll keep coming back. But that got me thinking about bad moments. The new Captain America recently had a really bad moment. Maybe the kind of moment a character doesn't even come back from. By the way, I love the format of these Marvel shows on Disney Plus because they make us sit so long in the uncertainty of these character arcs. In a movie, it would have been wrapped up before the popcorn runs out. The Bible is full of character highlights and lowlights. Entire human lives condensed into a chapter or two, entire generations filed into a few books. Right, the highlights, the great moments, are often the only things that make the cut. We can speculate a lot about what happens in between the highlights, but the stories we have were written down because they were important, because they have something to tell us about what it means to be a human created in the image of God. The biblical characters have great highlights: Moses parting the sea, David slaying a giant, Peter's sermon at Pentecost, aspirational stories. But we see the same characters fail. Moses' anger at the tribes of Israel, David's unfaithfulness, Peter's denial. The Bible doesn't sugarcoat the stories of its heroes because if there's one thing we know about humanity, it's that we aren't perfect. Some characters have some bad moments, really bad moments, like so bad maybe they can't come back from it. And sometimes they don't. King Saul spiraled further and further away until he became an enemy of God. We see that happen to other characters in the biblical narrative, especially the kings and other men of power. But we also see men like Paul, who presides over murder, who hunts believers down like Boba Fett, some seriously bad moments, but then he comes back from it. He meets Jesus on the road, and he turns it all around. I don't know if John Walker, Captain America, is going to turn it around or not. Not everybody does. But the great promise of our faith is that mercy is new every morning. It's never too late to come back. Who are the people you think are beyond redemption? Even those people may not be far from the kingdom of God. Redemption is our great hope, and we do not hope in vain. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Dr. Zay for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, somebody get him a cloth to wipe off that shield. It's bothering me.